You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Wendy from Peru, it's very nice to meet you. I'd like to think that that's her full name.
That's her name on Instagram. She's got over 250,000 followers.
Oh, 250,000 and one now.
We are joined by a very famous persona from America, and also Steve-O, because Wendy from Peru is an internet sensation. Go ahead and tell the story, Steve-O, before we get in here. And always, thank you for making time for us. But tell us why it is that your dog is more famous than you are, because I didn't think it was allowed that you can just find a dog on the streets of Peru, fall in love with it, and then just bring it over to America. I thought, didn't Johnny Depp or somebody get in trouble for trying to bring an animal into the country without the proper permission?
Like, well, that was the other way around. He already had the dog and was trying to smuggle it into Australia. I was in Peru for a mountain climbing expedition, and I found Wendy here on the streets. And fortunately, the mountain climbing expedition was a TV show, and the production jumped through all the hoops for me. So I really didn't have to do anything. And I was able to bring Wendy home. And the video I made about finding her, it garnered over 100 million views on Facebook, making it the most viewed video I've ever put on the internet. That's kind of devastating for an attention whore like me. You know, I'm like, with the lengths that I've gone to, you know? But there it is, man. So Wendy and I, we are on a rock tour as we speak, barreling towards Syracuse for a show tonight. And we've got shows every single night in the Northeast for, what, the next 12 days? Albany tomorrow night.
This video is adorable. Is Wendy's a service animal?
She is. You bet she is. Yeah, because I have terrible issues.
You should take more dogs, though. It seems to be working for you.
I have terrible issues is a great sentence that would explain the last 25 years of your life. You've done great sort of capitalizing on, let me take a tour bus through my terrible issues.
Right. That's about right, man. I have terrible issues.
and she brings you genuine comfort she's not a professional service dog license, and you've got the proper paperwork. Steve-O is now a paperwork man with a legitimate service dog that he needs for comfort.
You know what? I'm going to break your guy's heart right here. There's no such thing as official certification for a service animal. Because I did the deepest dive, man. I found the best dog trainer on the planet. And they were the ones who told me, yeah, there's no such thing as official certification. We can sure train her, but I got a note from my doctor. I got, some little weird thing online that means nothing, which says certified service animal. But yeah, there's no such thing. You can ask a blind person with a seeing eye dog, and they'll tell you. there's no such thing. We travel around and we make fun of service dog vests.
I just figure that you find genuine comfort here, and people might be surprised to learn that one of a man who has been so fearless in his life would admit to needing the love of a dog to temper his issues. That's real adult, grown-up introspection, one of the Jackass guys is doing.
All right. I mean, hey, I'm happy to admit that, for sure. And the federal law requires that a service animal be trained to assist somebody with a disability. Although the law does not require the person to explain what the disability is. Now, when he asked me what Wendy's trained to do, she is a mobility assist dog. And what that means is she gets me where I'm going, because I'm not going anywhere without her.
Nice. That's why you got 100 million views. That's because people love dogs and love the story of you just found a dog in Peru and fell in love.
Well, Steve-O, are you certain there's no one in Peru looking for their dog named Wendy? I mean,
I'm very certain.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, Steve-O.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Stu God. So you are now touring the country. Tell me about what this portion of your life looks like. Could you have imagined 15 years ago that you'd be on a tour bus not having to break your spleen doing something?
Well, it's bittersweet. I am on a gorgeous tour bus, and the tour I'm on is called the Bucket List Tour. And what that is sort of spleen breaking stuff. However, I shot it all for the tour ahead of time. It was stuff that I would never be allowed to do for Jackass, like having general anesthesia drugs administered through an IV while I was riding a bicycle. And, you know, I got another medical professional to put a 4-inch needle into my spine and inject a drug into my spinal cavity to paralyze me from the waist down while I was in a full sprint. I had another one where I was butt naked in an airplane and quite literally servicing myself with a guy strapped to my back. And as I fell out of the airplane, I was ejaculating, which I'm pretty proud of.
Oh, geez.
So it's a XXX rated show loaded with flagrantly illegal stuff, and I'm just tickled by it. And it's a multimedia show, too. So after each bit, I screen the glorious culmination of the bit.
How hard was it to keep your mind on the task at hand?
Oh, dude, that was the most challenging thing ever, man. It was the tiniest little airplane packed full of dudes, and all I had was a little portable DVD player.
I mean, we've never had anyone ask a creepier question in a creepier tone.
The way he asked
I don't understand. The way that you sensually asked him and started a sentence with how hard was it.
I thought he was going to stop right there. How hard was it?
No, that's it. Yeah, how hard was it would have been where do you, for you to pull the parachute on that question. But you're like, and then you went finish the task in a way that I think you were going for
at
sultry.
Hand.
Sultry there.
Task at hand. It was fun.
Task at hand.
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty heavy. There are 10 different items on the list, so it's quite a loaded show.
Are you guys doing this at hand loaded thing? Are you guys doing the word choices on purpose? Billy, before we get to the celebrity picks, can you help me here? Because we didn't have a losing week last week though. So while I'm happy to have Steve-O here,
why is he here?
What happened? Yeah.
John O'Hurley's busy, apparently.
Okay, but John O'Hurley didn't have a losing week, did he?
Yeah, but I can't force him against his will to come on the show.
No, I understand, but I just need to tell the audience, hey, John O'Hurley didn't lose. We're just replacing him with another celebrity this week, and we're grateful to have you, Steve-O. You realize if you win, you've got to come back, right? That's the way that one works. You got to commit.
Yeah, for sure. I love it, man. When I'm on your show, I hear about it from all kinds of people. It's evident to me that you guys are a bona fide smash hit, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So thank you.
Well, we are thankful that you are here, and we again apologize for the sultry Amin asking aggressive follow-up questions.
Great question, that last one.
Did it freeze midair?
Now, see, that's a better question.
It's a pressurized cabin.
No, but he's.
Let me tell you one other thing about that. I had a slow motion camera mounted on the outside of the plane, and the load flew right into it.
Oh, God. And so there it is.
Journalism.
Excellent. Well, yeah, and he's and I just claimed he's an adult and he's learned and he's grown up.
I know. And just because he has a dog?
I know. And before we started here, the last time you were on with us, he was introspective about things that sounded like therapy while we were talking beforehand, and just the admission in general that soothed by a dog is vulnerable in a way that I was not expecting from him.
A dog he stole from someone in Peru, Webby.
There is somebody in Bruce, just with a totally different name for Wendy, who's now a star. Like, there's some heartbroken family in Peru trying to explain to their 4-year-old while Steve-O gets to tour the country with that family's dog. Let's pick some games here with Steve-O. Let's do this here.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Giants at Dolphins. Dolphins -3. Who you got?
What a shitty game.
You know, I'm going with the Dolphins on this.
Chargers at Bengals.
And my reasoning for that is it's not the playoffs yet.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're ripping the Dolphins. Like, yeah. If they make it around the playoffs, toward the playoffs, or play a game of consequence, you will not trust the Dolphins.
Exactly.
Good.
Chargers at Bengals. Bengals -3.
You know what? I'm an L.A. boy, man, and this is the Fresh Princess of Hollywood on my lap, so I'm going with the Chargers.
That is a dog from a brokenhearted family in Peru's back that's on your lap. Some 4-year-old girl is weeping again because they've told her, no, Daddy took Angelita to a different farm somewhere. Ravens at Steelers. Steelers +3. Who you got?
I'm never going to root for the Steelers. It's all about the Ravens, even though that's kind of a tough one. But yeah, let's go Ravens.
49ers at Seahawks. Seahawks +2.5. Who you got?
I'm going Seahawks.
All the lines, by the way, courtesy of our soulmates at DraftKings. Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs -9.
My man Preston Lacey is all about the Chiefs, so let's go Chiefs.
All right,
sir. And we are hoping that we get you back next week. Any chance, right before we started, and I don't want to put you in a bad spot, so if you can't answer, you can't answer. But I had mentioned, man, it's going to be hard to top the story you told last time about, you know, cocaine in a bathroom with Mike Tyson. And you're like, I got more stories. You don't have more stories like that, do you?
I was going to tell you about some plans that I have because, yeah, you suggested that I had grown up and that I wasn't, you know, wild anymore. And I was going to tell you that on my next tour, I expect to be touring around with a set of tits.
Are you getting breast implants? Is that what you're saying?
That's one of my plans for my next next tour. The theme of that tour is plane going too far.
Okay.
And not only am I going to get tits,
how will
but
you
I'm
ever
end up.
We've got an agent of chaos here. That's
you're
all.
At tits.
I've been gone.
Yeah. And then my loose plan is to fire a bullet through them when I'm done with them.
Sideways?
So I don't know. When they're out. Yeah, sideways for sure.
When they're off, though.
Oh, so just a flesh wound like Rambo.
Right. But I just love the idea of that. Like, super slow motion, the phantom camera, watching a bullet rip through two huge hairy tits on a dude.
What's the matter with you? I mean,
what is the matter with you? It's such a good question.
Here.
It's such a good question. Like, it's it's gonna go on your tombstone one day. Like what is
the matter?
I mean, what is the matter with you? How long are you gonna have breast implants for?
Well, I mean, I'm going to imagine that entire tour, I'm going to have the tits for the whole tour, as well as the dick tattooed on my forehead. I can't laser that off until that tour is over. What? And man, do I have just a bunch of awful ideas for that one. I'm excited to know that I have, after this bucket list tour, I've got another banger in me. And then I might have to call it quits.
Do you have much that you would say this is the thing that I regret having chosen the most? Like, there have to be any number of things that you regret, but I don't know exactly.
No, my regret genuinely is that I didn't do more, because I could think of a number of times when if I had just dug a little deeper, then I would have got more screen time. So if I could have just done more, man, that's
when,
my regret.
Like when? What are you talking about? Like, you had something planned that you couldn't bring yourself to?
Yeah, there was a time in India when they set up this epic set with a balance beam over hot coals. And my job was to try to ride a unicycle across the balance beam. And I was unable to commit to it. And that breaks my heart to this day. There's another time where they had quite literally a mountain of poo, and I was up on top of Poo Mountain with skis, and if I just would have committed such that I was just end over end like those epic ski videos, then I would have had skiing Poo Mountain.
Oh my god!
And I wimped out on that one too. So it's not every time that I'm that wild and crazy, and that's my regret.
What do you feel like you have done that at the video you were like, that idea absolutely on video was even better executed than the idea? Because what you're saying from a funny standpoint of injecting yourself with something that makes you go suffer paralysis mid-sprint, it sounds like that's going to have a huge payoff. It's going to be funny to watch. Do you have one?
Oh, it's epic.
What do you point to one above all others where you're like, this one was even better than I imagined, and I was pretty proud of myself when I imagined it?
Well, there was one which I called Fire Angels, where my buddies and I we sprinkled rocket engine fuel all over my living room carpet, and I laid in it. And like made snow angels. I said, yeah, fire angels. And while I was laying in the rocket engine fuel, they lit it. And that one was so fantastic on camera that it required skin graft surgery on 15% of my body. Woof. And that was for the closer of my last stand-up comedy special.
Where do you find rocket fuel? Like, if you want to buy some, a gallon.
Well, you go to maybe a model rocket store. I guess it's like a little cylindrical rocket engine that goes in the model rocket. And it's not a liquid. It's more of a powder. And I had a whole team of people opening up these little rocket engines and hollowing them out. It was pretty heavy.
Can I please just point out to Steve-O and the audience just how bad a question is after the particular set of details that he just gave you of 15% of my body had to be skin grafted because of the stupidity of this event. You're like, huh, where do I get rocket fuel?
I was wondering the same thing.
you can wonder about the rocket fuel. It just seems like the wrong time to ask. The guy is telling you about something truly amazing and horrific and spectacularly dumb that he doesn't regret. How do you not regret 15% of your body skin grafted, Steve-O? Like, I imagine that you're doing horrible things for to yourself in the name of attention grabbing.
Yeah, big time, man. And it was a multimedia comedy special that I did that for. The first multimedia comedy special ever. And dude, I had the flesh of 7 different dead people grafted onto 15% of my body. I couldn't be more proud of that. And I remember, too, in the hospital after the surgery, they gave me the physical home addresses of the loved ones of the dead people so that I can send thank you letters. This is something that just goes on in the in the donation community. Like, so they want, they said, if you want to send letters of gratitude to the families of the dead people whose skin is now on your body, here are the addresses. And my first thought was, oh man, like, I'm going to reach out to these families. I'm so grateful. Maybe one of these families has a big Steve-O fan. I'm going to hook that person up. And I told my dad that plan. My dad says, what family do you think is going to be happy to learn that their loved one's skin was wasted on a f***ing asshole who lit himself with rocket engine fuel on purpose? And I was like, man, Dad, you make a good point. Those people.
I mean, but where'd you get the rocket engine fuel? I mean,
what better way to celebrate their kind donation to you than by shooting it off of your body after turning it into a set of breasts?
Yes, a set of breasts for your next tour.
Well, dude, I mean, is it not fascinating to some extent? Like, should I get breast implants? And I don't identify as trans or anything like that. I just want to have the experience of getting fake tits. And then I want to learn, and is it cool for me to walk around with my shirt off? Right? Like,
how long are you doing this? How long are you? This seems like, I read a magazine piece about somebody who lost a bet and did this for.
I read that too.
For a year.
I read that too, but that guy was a loser.
Okay, very good.
He didn't have the guts to follow through.
We hope you're a winner. We hope Steve-O is back next week. That guy was That guy was a loser. Perhaps you should take the addresses of those families with the dead skin and mail it in a cruel gesture to the family that you stole that dog from, just to make it even more more poisonous than it already is, what you've done to this Peruvian family's dog.
One last question. Did you save up before the plane, or like a couple of days?
Oh, yeah. Great question. I specifically, strictly did not ejaculate for 4 entire days prior to skyjacking.
That had to be the hardest part.
A personal record. Yeah. A personal record.
Yeah. And that morning of the stunt, for breakfast, I ate 4 Cialis tablets.
Thank you, Steve L, for taking us inside the stunt. I love that you're pointing at your head. Yes, that
so
was smart. It was smart. You thought of everything. You really did. Thank you.
Portable DVD.
You brought a camera down with you.
I had my jackass buddy Preston Lacey for the duties of fluffer.
Excellent. Thank you. Good talking to you.
No father, no, man.
Thank you for being on with us, Steve-O. We appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. I'm living the gimmick right now. The playoffs have already gotten me, and we're a couple of days into it. It's like a playoff equinox that's going on right now. It's ridiculous. And if you're like me, you like rooting on your team. Trust me, I just bought 3 for my wife, daughter, and myself for game 1. I live it. Because I've been out there. I've been out in those streets. I've been panicking last second trying to find deals. And then when I eventually settle on something, I'm not sure if it's the lowest price out there, and I'm getting just totally blitzed with surprise fees. Well, thankfully, Game Time takes it out of the equation. All the fees are up front. There's no surprises. You get to see what your seat looks like. It's amazing, the technology we have these days. but Game Time has your back always. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Levitard.
Yes, you can't talk about double-digit national titles when every single call of you winning the national title sounds like this. Oh, there's Chubby Checker running down the sideline. If the audio... Yeah,
that's no, not true.
Yeah, and there's a World War II veteran pitching it to another white guy, and he avoids another white guy. Oh, my God, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, have done it again for the eighth time, only paying white people.
Stugatz.
Chubby Checker.
I'm sorry.
He's black.
He's black, and I was like, what's a white name? Chubby Checker. I picked a black. I'm sorry, man. I'm improv in here. It's a pretty cool riff.
Yeah. Chubby Checker running down the side.
He spells it differently. All right. His name is Chubby. Maybe you didn't hear me correctly. His name is Chubby Checkers. There's an S at the end.
I feel like that should be the largest of fines.
Yeah, Chubby. And it's Chubby Checker. It sounds like a college football name.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
This unholy thing that makes an appearance every week in our lives. Now, for many years, we have a very difficult, complicated relationship with this thing because we kind of hate doing it, and we're not sure it was either good radio or good television. We don't know if it's good podcast, but you guys like when we make fools of ourselves. So it was resuscitated this year, and this is the middle of December, and it hasn't been too... It hasn't been too consequential yet. I'm sorry, Billy. Roy has given over his Twitter account to whom? That is not much of a punishment.
Big announcement.
I've given it to Stugatz.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Only compliments retweeted.
Starting today. So starting Roy, today? After today, can no longer be running his Twitter account for a week.
Yeah.
And Stugatz will be running it. So
it's going to be so hard for Roy.
Lots of God bless football promotion.
That's
going to
be
think.
Really hard for Roy. Also, a missed opportunity because there would have been potentially a Miami Hurricane story broken from at Roy Belly if he chose me.
Stugatz, how are you going to play this? Are you going to like retweet compliments that Roy gets? Are you going to do the Omama stuff?
No, I have Stugatz being unable to log in to any other account than his own.
I do need the password. I mean, so someone needs to get me that.
That would be me, Stugatz. I'll give you the password.
Roy, write down all the deets. Give them to me before I leave, and you guys will see how I'm going to play this over the course of a week here. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, it's Yo Mama 69, that's the password.
Whoa.
Did you select Stugatz because you believe that the account will be mostly inactive?
That's part of my evil master plan, Dan.
he'll get a burst today where he sends out two or three tweets or asks Mike to send it out for him, and then he'll forget about it for the rest of the week. A good choice by you, Roy.
That's if I don't lose the password.
He'll quote tweet it with an exclamation point. That's his move.
Minimum damage to your account because it's just going to atrophy. It's just going to sit there and age. We're going to go around the room here in a second. But first, Billy, during the middle of all this, I don't even know how this happened or why it happened, because Billy pretty much hates this thing too. He became commissioner. And today he walked in and he was pissed because something happened yesterday when he wasn't here on his watch, where Bob the Engineer, who will be on the cover of Forbes magazine in 2 years, he's going to be on the cover of Forbes. Bob the Engineer sat in for him and there was a ruling, Billy. Billy was pissed because he's like, what happened? And so I haven't told him yet.
No one has told me what's going on.
Brace yourself.
Who wants to tell the commissioner?
Yesterday was a shit show.
I see someone sitting on towels yesterday.
You saw that yesterday.
Yeah, past tense.
You were watching the show, right?
And what happened? Does anyone want to explain to him what happened?
I'll do it. Billy, what happened yesterday? Now I'm forgetting.
It was a long day.
It was a
man.
Long day.
It really
was.
There was a poll question, and Whittingham decided to be an anarchist, very in the ilk of Billy Gill, decided the poll question about the Cowboys game was actually, it's a must-win for the Saints on Thursday night. So Chris had to walk into the ocean.
I still don't understand what happened.
All right, I'm going to have to explain it. It appears because no one else is going to do it for me. What happened is that Bob the Engineer was summoned because we allowed Chris Whittingham to trade two punishments. His punishment was to go into the sea in his jeans. If he went out to his waist and got his jeans wet and then did the whole show in his jeans, plus he allowed our show to pick the pants that he has to wear tonight to a Panthers game in public as a professional.
Last night, yesterday.
Assless chaps.
We traded him. Thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate sure. it. We traded him that for two punishments.
So he now doesn't have to do two punishments because he went into the ocean. And because last night he wore ridiculous pants to the Panthers game.
Oh, my
game.
God. They were
game,
so yes. silly.
He wore MC Hammer pants. I couldn't believe it.
It was amazing.
I mean, look. What a game last night. If those two punishments, what punishments are you not doing now?
Well, some of the undetermined ones, because I still have to pick, I would say, a substantial amount. I would probably still have punishments to pick, given how much I've lost.
This is so confusing. This is what I'll say. If those two punishments are picked up by anyone that agreed to this, then it's fine. If not, those two punishments will be done.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the ruling has been made. They will be picked up. The two punishments will end up being picked up, and so Billy is less mad than I thought he would be.
But picked up by anyone or
by
winning
by one of the jokers that said that this was an agreement that we were going to have.
Jokers. So Bob has to do it.
I was
Bob.
In charge of this. I was big time anti it. I was like, we shouldn't do this, and they were all
I remember that. Yeah.
Stugatz
I don't remember
also.
Much.
Me and Stugatz were like, no, we should not do this.
You wanted him to sing a musical number.
That's mine, though. I have to sing.
Is Witty still going to sleep overnight in a stadium?
Yeah, when's that happening?
It's being worked on. It's being worked
on. Unless Bob tells you don't have to do it, then I guess we're just not going to do it.
Tony, let's go ahead and select from the bucket.
You don't like having a deputy commissioner, Billy? Deputy commissioner Bob?
Not the one that's undermining me, Bob.
Go to Bob. Bob.
All
little rummage here.
That's the Reaper Bob.
All of the picks, all of the lines are provided by our good friends at DraftKings.
I'm doing a Stugatz move here. I'm going to close my hand and then take a look and peek and see what
move.
It is.
It's a white. Good move.
Oh, wow.
What do you got?
Let me see here. I got the Titans.
Bye week.
Nice. Okay.
Well.
No one likes that you win.
You know
no
the
one,
swap's coming.
No one likes the person who says well,
Dano.
I love
last week
person.
I had the Jets, and the Jets had a great week last week. Beat the Texans.
You gotta buy. Shut up. No more analysis. You're keeping it, right? Yeah.
Chris, he's keeping it. He's got a bye week.
Chris Cody, go ahead and reach in there.
Rummage.
Well.
Like
you wanted to give a Jets
looking for a helmet or a mask or
Tony's
no mask.
Desperate to give his football.
All right, here we go.
Everybody.
Got the Chiefs.
Wow.
9-point favorite. Keeping it.
Sunday Night Football.
Attaboy. Off a bye, too.
Yeah. Broncos.
Ooh, Andy Reid off a bye.
The Broncos.
That is a big line for a Kansas City Chiefs.
Off a bye.
Team.
Just has to win.
Roy Bellamy, you can reach into the bucket now.
I know, that was just some gambling advice. Because, you know, this thing is brought to
I wonder
you
if Tony has any opinions
partners.
On
and
the
And you've
Chiefs.
Done so well in it.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Rams.
The Rams
home with the Jags.
Are 12.5
good helmets.
Yeah.
Good pulls. That means
as a keeper.
Almost.
There's nothing good left in there.
Almost certain death for everybody else so far. That's what this is shaping up to be.
Brutal.
Let's see if Chris Whittingham, he owes like 9 punishments.
Well, now I've got 2 less because I. Well,
right,
because
last night you went to the Panther game.
Was it worth it?
Insane.
Was it worth it, Whitty?
I think it was.
I wish we'd gone with the chaps, though. I was hoping that we'd send you.
I was vetoing the chaps. Yeah. No way I'm doing the chaps.
But I didn't know you had hammer pants. That was
that
cool.
That was not close.
I'm actually going to change tactic this week. No rummage, just going straight in.
Whoa.
Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots. Wow. Chopping.
Nice. No, at the Bills, though, I 3 think.
3-point dogs at the Bills.
That's interesting.
Oh, God, they're on a 6-game winning streak, and I don't want it.
Hottest team in football.
Put it back.
It's a tough
that
one.
That line's 3 for a reason. I'm putting it back.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Here we go. Straight
There's
in.
Not that many good helmets
that
left.
Was terrible
I got
play.
The Patriots again.
Wow. Man, that's
why you rummage.
That happens when you don't rummage.
Destiny, man.
That's when you don't rummage.
Damn it.
Look at all the second guessers.
And that's why you rummage.
Exactly.
All right.
Dangerous game.
Billy, you want to go ahead and reach in there?
You fool. Witty.
I can't see his hand. I accused him of cheating. He got hurt. He's got his
if he pulls a swap helmet again.
I swear to God.
No, the bolts.
My bolts.
The Chargers are at the Bengals. The Chargers are a tough game. 3-point underdog such against the Bengals.
It's back already.
That's a keeper.
Good, good. Ooh, good job, Billy.
There's nothing sure the people like more on the up and up. Than pointing out that the Chargers play in Los Angeles. Have you noticed that?
8.5-point favorites against the Texans.
That's a good upgrade.
Everyone's getting good
upgrade.
Good stuff.
Good upgrade.
I'm happy for everybody. Yeah. I truly am.
I want that swap helmet,
this
man.
This is working out great for us. Mm-hmm. That pick last.
Well, there's three more buys, Mike. Well,
that's a good point. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, it's always Dan's had always a distinct disadvantage with this.
Unless we pick a bunch of bad helmets.
Yeah, that's true.
You got the golden helmet
Jesus,
last time.
I got the Jets.
Sorry.
The Jets
putting it
plus
back.
7 at home against the Eagles.
Jets should be instant death, right? Like, you don't get the repick.
I mean, they're coming off
a win. I don't want the Jets. Although, maybe Robert Saleh now. Revenge game after
Saleh?
That Brian Kelly's.
Salah. I'm pretty sure it's Salah.
Okay, I don't. I'm from the Midwest. Salah. I do a hard A on every pronunciation. I say dad.
Salah.
I say ma'am.
Saleh.
Can you say $5?
Saleh.
Football team.
Washington football team is a 2.5-point dog at the Raiders.
Fine.
Well, you're stuck with it.
It's an upgrade.
Green
though.
Lizard's been
upgrade.
Tremendous lately.
You upgraded. That should be a fun
that
game.
It is an upgrade, yeah.
Should be a fun game. No more editorializing. I'm going right in.
Mike Ryan is going right in aggressively. He's
underdog.
Got the Bengals. No, the Bengals are a favorite.
No, this is the underdog.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looked like a Bengals.
Yeah. No. So, let's see. Is there an underdog that I like to win straight up?
Seahawks have the lowest point spread. They're 2.5-point dogs at home to the Niners.
Deebo Samuel got hurt. Yeah. I'm going to put
the
this
Giants
way.
Are at the Dolphins is a 3-point.
Back, yeah, but Glennon possibly in that
Patriots.
One.
The Glennon.
Yeah,
can
there
we
was,
do college football championship.
There was
underdogs?
A bottom third. There was
can
a,
you pick Bama?
No.
There was a bottom third. Oh, so I could hedge. There was a bottom third yesterday on NFL Network. Daniel Jones possibly out Sunday, and then parenthetically neck. And I just think that was a reference to Mike Glennon.
Mm. Honey, you shouldn't play anymore. We've discussed this.
This is my time to shine. I swear to God, I've played historically very well in South Florida. Support me and my dreams.
I promise you spend more time at home with us and the kids.
This is hilarious. Flipping the Miami Dolphins. I'm sorry. Yeah.
How dare you doubt me, Mike? I'll show you.
The fifth of a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is that's a good pick. Happy I upgraded, I guess.
For those of you who weren't listening to the show, when Amin was Mike Glennon's wife and Mike Glennon was made to sound
who
like
could
his
forget
neck.
The callback.
We've got something for everything.
That is Mike Glennon's neck arguing with Mike Glennon's wife. That's what just happened there.
All right, I'm going to run it. I love a good rummage. Yeah.
Theater of the mind. You can hear the rummage.
Yeah. I got a helmet. Ooh, I got the underdog helmet. Putting it back.
Bama?
No.
You can't take
we
college
can't do that.
Teams, right? You can only take
yeah,
pro teams.
But I feel like Billy...
Rousing rabbles.
Billy's the one who gets to decide that.
Well, I mean, it's not on the page here.
Billy's very hurt. He keeps saying, just ask Bob.
Okay. I have a helmet.
Bitterly, yeah, cool. Bitterly muttering under his breath, usurped by Bob. Ask Bob, says Billy. Ooh.
Big Apple?
The Big Apple helmet.
Giants or Jets? The Giants.
I think I get like the Knicks,
Rangers.
The Rangers, the Nets.
I believe the Islanders all have COVID right now, so you don't get them. Right.
You want to wait? You want to like, well,
wait your options?
We'll move on and you yeah. tell us which team
just,
it is.
Just have your answer ready by the end of the segment.
Okay.
Falcons.
And make sure to pick a team that plays from Friday and beyond because that's what today is. Definitely
that's
Friday.
Right. Falcons. It's so strange that Whittingham's pants are still wet from yesterday.
Yeah. Baby.
Why I got the relief of two punishments?
Atlanta Woo-hoo-hoo. Falcons. Where? I don't see the. Oh, they're at.
Home with the Bucs. They're 10-point dogs.
Garbage. I got a face mask that doesn't have anything attached to it.
15 yards.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I shit back out of the room for 15 yards.
That is an incredibly quick joke. That is well done. Oh, Friday, Chris.
I got the
Friday, Chris.
I've got the Broncos, the Denver Broncos.
So you are at the Chiefs.
So you actually downgraded.
I was better off when I had just a face mask.
I'm selecting before the segment. I will take the Nets over the Timberwolves.
All right.
This Friday night.
Hold on. Tonight. Timberwolves have been on fire.
No, I know, but it's the best of my bad options. I mean,
are the Timberwolves good? I mean,
we'll find out tonight.
I mean, eventually they'll become the Timberwolves again.
You don't think the Jets can beat the Eagles at home?
I have the Nets at home against an 11-11 team, right?
Packers.
Packers. Teflon, baby.
He is bye. Bye week for the Packers.
I'm going to throw it back just to prove how Teflon I am.
Are you serious?
No, not really.
Yeah, you would do it.
Chicken sheep.
Do it.
Coward.
Do it.
Wait, Bob. Do hang on. We're going to peer. We're
Bob.
Peer pressure.
Bob. Who? I mean, where?
Reaper.
Bob. It's a fine.
Wait, I'm sorry. I mean, this would have been your second golden moment of life if you would have taken it from Roy.
Did he finally give us his name?
You remember that? What the hell is Billy just brought up the last time I was on Bucket, the Grid of Death, and I pulled the unthinkable. I used the swab helmet, not to get the golden helmet of life, but to get Billy's helmet.
Yeah.
And I won. You know why?
You would have been safe this week with golden helmet of life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, because you told me it didn't.
I was joshing you.
Well, what did Bob think?
You want to swab it? You want to go in first?
Are you picking again? What are you doing?
Do it. Come on. Don't be a coward.
Come on, do it.
What's the remaining punishments?
No, there's
No.
Watch this.
Look at this.
Camera.
You're going to succumb to peer pressure?
Peer pressure?
That's a camera right there.
I pressure peers. That's how this works. Come here. Right. Come here.
This is way too cocky.
Put it back in there.
Why did you do it?
Well, you don't have to rummage for me.
Shocking.
Please get the Lions.
A shocking decision by Amino Hassan, disrespecting the Bucket. It is so dumb. So I can't believe he succumbed to your idiot peer pressures.
The Eagles.
Eagles, Jets, though.
He is pretty tough on it.
Look at you. Yeah,
look at this.
Not bad.
Do I look stressed? Theater of the mind, Dan.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.